This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The labor market story of this pandemic is complicated. We know that. Women and what the past year and a half has meant for them. Work from home for those lucky enough to have been able to do that. And essential workers who've been working everywhere really but home. And as we've been reporting, people in those service jobs, the hotels and the restaurants, they have lost both working hours and a whole lot of financial ground. A new working paper out this week lays out how that happened and what comes next as working remotely for more and more people stretches on indefinitely. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has that story.
Modern Coffee in downtown Oakland is right next to BART stops, meant to lure in commuters on the hunt for caffeine. When they stopped coming into offices last year, the three cafes shut down.
We had 22 employees, all of whom were laid off when this happened.
That's one of Modern Coffee's owners, Kristen Nelson. She's reopened two locations, but only a few customers are back working nearby.
In fact, it's so quiet in downtown Oakland on the weekends that we aren't even open on Saturdays and Sundays. And basically trying to serve the most number of people we can with the fewest number of hours.
Nelson's watching local companies' back-to-work plans closely because the current situation won't be sustainable. UC San Diego professor Fabian Eckert, one of the authors on that economic study, says that's one of the takeaways from his findings.
I wonder whether companies like Apple are kind of taking into account that whatever they ask their workers to do is actually also going to impact the very local consumer service industry.
Since May of this year, the number of people working remotely because of the pandemic has fallen. But Glassdoor's senior economist Daniel Zhao will be studying the newest jobs report this coming Friday to see if that ticks back up.
The Delta variant means that companies are pulling back on their reopening plans.
The question, Zhao says, is whether companies will stay flexible. Meanwhile, workers that depend on the lunch, coffee, and commuter crowd won't have that option. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.